afternoon committee. Apologize for keeping everybody here on a beautiful day. To the schedule, and we have a public hearing. We'll open the public hearing on Senate Bill 103, and I'll have Ron Eber and Art Schlack come forward, please. Committee, we also have a letter from Thousand Friends of Oregon in support of this bill. You have copies of it in front of you. And Sam, if you will read what the bill is about. Also, committee, you'll notice that Sam has attached a measure tracking report so that you can check how the Senate voted on this particular bill. This one was voted out of the Senate 29 to nothing. So, Sam?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the bill before you came out of the Senate, and it seeks to establish conditions for siting and dwelling in conjunction with farmers on the EFU lands. Real briefly, the history of this was 2001. There was legislation that was passed, House Bill 3171, which inadvertently omitted the marginal lands county, Washington, and Maine County from these particular standards. So this legislation was drafted last session, 2003, for at the end of the session. It was one of the ones that fell in the cracks and didn't occur, so the agency has come back again this time to try to correct the legislative omission, and this was for primary and accessory dwellings. And I think I'd be happy to answer any questions, but I know Ron Eber and Art Schlack here can probably do a better job a lot faster than I can.
Okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Ron, start off.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Ron Eber, Farm and Forest Land Specialist for the Department of Land Conservation and Development. I'll simply concur with Mr. Lipke's explanation. It was a technical oversight in the drafting in 2001. Actually, I think a bill passed both the House and Senate last time to fix it, but they were different bills, and it never got completed during the end of the session rush. This makes it clear that land in Washington counties can have farm worker housing, what we're now calling accessory farm dwellings, which applies to both seasonal and full all year round farm workers, on the same terms that all the other counties in Oregon provide that type of housing. And if you have more specific questions, I can answer those. We had a statement prepared that we had also given to the Senate side, and miscommunication with the office. I was out this morning on a family matter, and the statement is on its way over, so we will be submitting something. With that, we fully support the bill. It's the department bill on behalf of Lane and Washington counties. We submitted it for pre-session filing.
Any questions of Mr. Ewart? Seeing none, Art?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Art Schlack with the Association of Oregon Counties, and I am here also to support passage of Senate Bill 103. We were part of the work group in 2001 with the effort to clarify and provide additional opportunities for farm worker housing. You've heard the summary of this legislation. It was an oversight, and we're happy that the legislature has an opportunity to correct that. And so we fully support passage of Senate Bill 103.
Any further questions? Seeing none, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And committee, we'll get this one back up to get a vote on it as quickly as we can. Well, anyone else wish to testify on Senate Bill 103? Seeing none, close public hearing on Senate Bill 103. Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 281. Sam?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 283, similar fate in the Senate side. 281. It was also unanimously voted out of the Senate side over to the House. This will modify terms and conditions of, under which a county may sell or exchange real estate. Essentially, what it has is a number of terminology changes within there. Most significant is that it will allow the use of modern financing arrangements that can be tools that can be done. So by changing the word contracts to purchasing agreements allows the disbursement of property to private citizens for them to be able to make better use of financing arrangements that they can other than currently. I think the law says they have to pay cash or take out a contract. So this will allow greater flexibility.
We have only one person signed up to speak. Susan, you come forward.
Thank you, Chair Garrard, members of the committee. My name is Susan Gravy, and I'm here on behalf of the Oregon State Bar's Real Estate and Land Use Section. I understood that Chris Crane was going to be here today, and perhaps he'll join us in a moment. He is the one who has been working with this bill on the Senate side. This bill was proposed by the Real Estate and Land Use Section of the Bar, which is comprised of attorneys from throughout the state of Oregon who practice on all sides of the fence, land use area and in the real estate area for environmental purposes, for development purposes, you name it. It's a broad cross-section of practitioners. And this bill represents a consensus of that committee in moving forward with the proposal. The proposal, as Mr. Lidke explained, is fairly straightforward. What it does is try and modernize current statutes to ensure that we can use a full range of real estate financing tools when the county needs to dispose of property. And I think you will find in your file the testimony and the legislative summary that was provided to you earlier. Under current law, ORS Chapter 275, the county can only sell property for cash or installment contract, and that creates a problem for counties when they're trying to dispose of real property. What we would do with this bill is simply update it to allow for other financing mechanisms to be used. And if you have any questions, I will be happy to try and answer them. I urge your support and passage of this bill. We do not know of any opposition to the bill, and it did not have any problems on the Senate side that we're aware of. Thank you.
Any questions of Mrs. Cole? Seeing none, thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Committee, you're not saying we should have a written statement from Chris Crane in regards to Senate Bill 281. Is there any discussion on the committee? Sam, if you can put Senate Bill 281 back up on Wednesday so that we'll go ahead and vote this one out. If there is no other activity to be brought before the Land Use Board, we'll adjourn the Committee on Land Use at 1:45.